From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. New video has emerged of some of Friday night's bloodbath in Paris, where Islamic State claims it was behind multiple coordinated terrorist attacks that killed at least 129, wounded 352. The video was taken outside the Bataclan concert hall, where the terrorists killed at least 89 people attending a rock concert. Police were seen caught in a gun battle with some of the terrorists.
Ce qui s'est produit hier.
French President François Hollande called what happened Friday night an act of war against the country, fearing organizers may be planning more attacks. Six sites across Paris were attacked, including restaurants and a football stadium. Seven terrorists working in teams were killed, but it was not clear whether there might be more terrorists or their accomplices still around. In its claim of responsibility, Islamic State lashed out at the countries trying to suppress its attempt to establish a caliphate in Syria and Iraq, and said France remains at the top of the list of preferred targets. On Saturday, police in Belgium arrested several people during raids in a Brussels neighborhood. The Belgium prosecutor's office says a car rented in Belgium was found near the Bataclan concert hall in Paris. In London, Prime Minister David Cameron held a meeting of his top advisors and announced that threat level was then at severe. He said this indicates that attacks are highly likely. And the White House says President Obama met with his national security team en route to the G20 summit in Turkey. This is VOA News.